Gurney, how dumb he was to wipe the blood from his eye where he was sucker-punched and stagger out onto the plaza blind. He'd been waiting all night for the acorn moon and eating pineapple topping over his ice cream and arguing either physics or philosophy. He thinks at this late date it was the cave again, throwing a shadow, although it may have been only some way of reconciling the two oblivious worlds, which was his mission anyhow. If only there was a second moon. He had a kind of beard, and though he could practically lift the front end of a car and was already reading Blake, he had never yet tasted honey.